for most of the day. Winds southeast at 5 at 841, 19 away from 9 o'clock at News Talk 94.9. WSJM. It's later than you think. 19 away till 9 o'clock. We're going to spend a few minutes here talking about a group of people that maybe doesn't get much attention in our current pandemic state of mind. And that group of people is, what about the kids? What about the kids, especially working age kids and that sort of thing? What on earth is going on with them in the age of pandemic? And for that, we turn to newfound friends here this morning, Danny Jennings and Jazaria Osby. Osby, I already messed up your name, Jazaria, I'm sorry. But let's start with Danny, who is a specialist at Benton Harbor High School with the Jobs for Michigan's Graduates program. First and foremost, good morning, Danny. How you doing?
I'm good. Good morning to you as well. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about who you are and specifically in regards to the Jobs for Michigan's Graduates program. What purpose do you serve here?
I'm a JMG specialist completing my third year in this particular role. We teach employability skills, the soft skills that that young people need to actually put them in a position where they can function appropriately in the workforce. I actually wish I had this kind of course when I was in school, because you get all the soft skills. You get the interview practice, the resume writing, the cover letter writing, how to conduct yourself as a subordinate or supervisor, how to start a business. It's amazing what we're able to pour into our young people, and they can walk out of our class and out of the school building into their careers already having an understanding of what's expected of them.
Now, you work at Benton Harbor High School, or with Benton Harbor High School, but the program is actually run by Connexus. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's run by Connexus, but I am one of two specialists housed in Benton Harbor High School.
And JMG is actually what, the local or the state affiliate of JAG, the Jobs
for America's Graduate.
Jobs for America's Graduate. Thank you. That'll be important for the rest of this conversation. When my brain falters, you just fill in the blanks.
I got you.
That's the way this show has worked, and hopefully we'll
right,
continue
well,
to work.
Well, I feel right at home.
All right, now tell me let's not forget about our other guest, Jazaria, here this morning. Let's find out a bit about her first. Jazaria, what school do you go to, for starters?
I go to Benton Harbor High School.
Okay, and you're a part of this program, that is correct?
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about how you first heard about Jobs for Michigan's Graduates.
I am attending 2019-2020 Bell Harbor High School JMG student. And I heard about it because I have a class there. That's my first hour class. And he teaches us a lot about
how to get ready for what's after school when you're done with your high school education?
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about what you think this program, JMG, what kind of an impact it has had on your life, especially now with everything shut down, everybody having to stay home, and what kind of things is JMG doing for the life of Jazaria Osby?
The lack of knowledge that is being taught regarding criteria and standards with the program itself.
Okay, so you think that this is helping you, like everybody else, you have to stay home and you can't get out and do what you used to do. You think this is being helpful in getting you ready for whatever's next, right?
Not really, because we're not face-to-face. It's just a FaceTime call, and we got to call each other on the phone to get to do stuff. We really can't do anything in person.
Danny, tell me what, for instance, specifically regarding Jazaria, what does the program bring to her or offer her, even, like I said, as we're sitting around not able to get in contact with each other?
Yeah, well, definitely the face-to-face opportunities are a lot better when we're able to, you know, to be able to have conversations and kind of tap into everything that we've gone over and getting their feedback and looking them in the face and being able to kind of go over interviews and stuff like that. However, what we're doing now with the pandemic circumstances, everything we're doing is pretty much electronic. We're doing little videos and stuff where you may have to have conversations. Like they may all be watching me give a video. We have a Facebook group where I'm able to disseminate information, and they're able to forward their assignments. Now, the fortunate thing is we understand that everyone does not have technology access, or they just may not have Wi-Fi or internet. So. Or they may not have a device such as a laptop. So what we're doing is we're providing this information and these assignments. However, we're not penalizing those who are not able to get to to complete the assignments. But we're still very, very very much in communication, and we're getting some things accomplished.
This may actually be pretty good knowledge for these youngsters going forward. This may become the new way of the world, Danny. You may have to know how to communicate effectively via electronic devices. So if you can provide the devices and provide the coaching beyond that, they may have a leg up on the rest of the world.
No question. I agree wholeheartedly. And as a 501c3 nonprofit organization, you know, being able to get these devices for our specific population, you know, it functions off of donations and people's generosity. So if you don't mind, I will say that our website, jobsformichigansgrads.org, that would be jobsformigrads.org, we are... there is a possibility for donations, and there's a link for you to be able to support us.
And if you go on there, Danny, people can find out certainly more about the organization. You can learn more about dropout prevention. You can learn more about dropout recovery. You can learn more about school to career. And if you've got a youngster in your family that might benefit from this, this would be a good place for them to go to get some initial information and then to get connected, right?
Absolutely. A lot of information is there. And I'm glad you brought it up, actually, because the percentage of graduation rate all goes up. All these things go up with students who are in the program, because what happens is we give them an opportunity to kind of find themselves, you know, because especially with inner city students, a lot of times our conversations are about, hey, go be a doctor, hey, go be a lawyer, or hey, come become something that's on TV, a rapper or actor or something like that. But they don't really have a sense of the things that you can do that you're already good at, you already love doing. You already have a career within you that you just probably don't know that this is something that I can actually pursue and make a living doing this, because nobody has given me the to understand that this is even a profession.
Yeah, that dose of reality is pretty important. I wanted to be a cowboy when I was a kid. That didn't work out.
Yeah, it's probably hard to put in a resume. Not sure who you go to.
Yeah, there's no real training for that here in Michigan. Jazeria, how long have you been in the program now, and do you have friends in it with you, or are you flying solo as far as that goes?
I've been in the class since 5 months. And yes, I have a lot of friends in there. Helping each other.
Yeah, do you guys feel pretty good about it? You feel like it's helping you, you know, get ready for whatever's next?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a good thing. So do you work directly with Danny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't have a job yet, but yeah, we're working on it.
Well, that's coming. And you can be totally honest. Just, you know, keep in mind that we are live here. So what kind of a guy is Danny? Is he a good guy?
Yes, definitely.
I almost set you up there, Danny.
Yeah, man. If you're live, you don't know how.
I had faith just from the little bit that we've talked, I had faith in Jazaria there. So,
no, Jazaria is an excellent student. She's a freshman, so this is the first time she's even being kind of introduced to anything of this magnitude. So the entire scope of this has her with jitters. We had a lot of conversations leading up to this, and she's all over the place. But I think she's doing.
Yeah. She's doing great. Yeah, thanks. You know, you brought up an interesting point here. There's been kind of a change in direction here in thinking for secondary education and for jobs and that sort of thing, where for years and years and years and years, everybody has to get a college education. But now we're all of a sudden finding out that there's nobody working in the trades anymore. And all of a sudden, you know, there's a lot of people need help. And the kids and the young people that would fill those positions just aren't there. So programs like this, I'm sure, can help direct these kids to those sorts of opportunities too.
Absolutely. Even with my circumstance as a teacher, as a coach, I have a master's degree, but there are people who are in professions and in careers who are professionally having more success when we're talking about monetarily and just benefits and things of that nature. So it doesn't have, you don't have to go to college. I would always promote it because I do think that there's a lot to gain from that experience. However, if your career path is already determined and you know that this is what you want to go into and it's what's going to provide for you and your family because you love this and you know it's lucrative, then you don't have to go the same route. Everyone is not going to have that same path to success.
I almost wish I had talked to you years and years and years ago, Danny. I wouldn't have spent those years after high school looking around for how to become a cowboy. So,
Right on.
Well, I appreciate you guys taking some time this morning to share with us the Jobs for Michigan's graduate program, how it's helping kids in our area. And Danny, just briefly, again, the best way for somebody to get some information on this, if this sounds like something that would help either them or someone in their family?
Yes, you can go to the website, Jobs for Michigan. JobsForMichiganGraduates.org, but it's actually, if you hear me spell it out, JobsForMichiganGraduates.org. And you can get all the information that you need from there, as well as being led to be able to donate to us if you'd like to contribute to keeping us together here.
Okay. And Jazaria, an endorsement from you. You would recommend this to people you know or friends or whomever?
Yeah.
All right. We'll take that as a thumbs up. And we appreciate the time the both of you are taking. Jazaria, I hope you get back to school sometime in the near future. No one knows what that's looking like at the moment. But good luck to you. And Danny, thank you for the information you've provided this morning. You guys have a good day.
Greatly appreciate it. You do the same.
All right, then. Jazaria Osby and Danny Jennings here on behalf of the Benton Harbor, or the Jobs for Michigan's Graduates Program out of the Benton Harbor Connexus office. So that's that. It's 8:54 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We have some business to attend to, and then we're back in the newsroom, and then we hand the whole thing off to Michael Patrick Shields after the 9 o'clock news.
Enlist E3 soybean.